When your chooser gets tired, you can give it a nap and pretend that it's lying asleep on your lap. You can let it relax, you can give it a snooze, you can tell people, "I'm tired, now it's your turn to choose." And after you've given it quiet and rest, it will choose to choose more, because your chooser's the best. When you use your chooser for longer and longer, it only gets bigger and better and stronger. Some people are scared when it comes time to choose. They're afraid they'll be wrong. They're afraid they might lose. So what if your chooser goes and makes a mistake? You're still not a loser. You're still not a fake. You can choose something new. You can say, "This is when my chooser will choose to start over again." God gave you your chooser, so choosers are good. He wants you to use it the way Jesus would. Someday you'll grow up. Then your chooser will choose some exciting adventures that might make the news. You may climb a mountain or fly to the moon. You might drive a car or a hot air balloon. But you won't lay some eggs or live in a zoo. Because there are some things even a chooser can do. Or your thinker can think, which will make you quite smart. And your feeler can feel, which is good for your heart. But your chooser will choose what you say and you do. So your choosing is really just choosing up you. Whenever you're stuck and your mind fills with doubt, you can just pray to God and He'll come help you out. God knows about choosing up close and firsthand, for He has a chooser, the best in the land. God's chooser works better than yours or mine could. His chooser is perfect and loving and good. God didn't tell you to sit there all day. He wants you to choose. So get on your way. Now it's time to quit reading, you choice chooser, you, and find something great for your chooser to do. One day, a day you will never forget, you welcomed a beautiful little blob of protoplasm into your family and watched the miracle of life growing. One day, a day you will never forget, that little blob began to speak. And early on, you discovered the two of your child's favorite words were no and mine. Your child...